Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ruben Gomez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Taylor and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive towards the mound. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin moves to third. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Irv Noren pinch hits for Lee Walls. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a pop-up towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Bob Anderson. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Irv Noren now playing right field. John Buzzard now pitching. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 0-for-3 in the game. Bausche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bausche. The throw from Taylor to Banks and they have Bausche trapped. There's the throw over to Taylor, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson is walked intentionally. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Phillies. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Al Dark. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.